Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Sister Rehana Kazemi. She has done Bachelor's of Science in Applied Psychology. She's a researcher in the Hafsa Ilmi of Qom, and her research right now is on best trainers and coaches for students in non-Islamic countries with Islamic perspective. A very warm welcome, Sister, and Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you very much.
Well, Sister, we talked about one of the very important questions from a parent in our previous episode, wherein a father was saying that my wife is used to buying expensive things for a child because she says, I love my child, I have to get him this thing anyway. But you said that's not the correct thing, because a child does not understand expenses. He does not understand the price tags. The thing that he understands is love.
Your love.
And care. So now, what do you say about the channels which advertise these toys all the time, especially in the UK?
Yeah. I already told you the media is playing a major role in these days. So that's the duty of the parents, to keep an eye which channel is their children are watching. So that's the first thing, because every parent, especially in UK, is not able to buy these expensive toys, because the children has no need to know about that, how expensive is this. They will just play once or twice or thrice, and they will just throw the toy. And what about the money you have spent on this toy? Because the children need to play. They do not think that this toy is for £10, or this toy is for £20, or this toy is for £70.
You remind me of my mistake that I did once. My son was asking me to buy him a robot, and my husband was telling me, don't buy him. He's going to break his legs right now in just 15 minutes. I promise you that. Yeah. And I told him, no, since my son wants it, I want to buy it. And I bought him, and he did exactly the same what my husband told me. Interestingly, I tell you, hey, what my son was telling me after breaking the leg of the robot, he was telling me, I never told you to buy me expensive things. Yeah, I mean, a child who is as young as 6-year-old is telling me, I never told you to buy me expensive things. I just needed something, and you got and bought the most expensive thing from the toy shop.
Yeah. That's the duty of the parents, that they tell their children, these are the toys. They are in the same categories, but this is that price. That's £10, that's £15, that's £20, but they act same. You can play in the same way with these toys. But I think that's much better, because after this toy, you will be able to buy another toy. And if you buy this toy in £20, maybe you could not get the toy after 6 months.
All right.
You are not be able to buy a toy. And if you buy a toy of £1, after a week you will be able to buy a new toy. So in that time, Children are more interested to buy new toys. They are more interested to collect the new toys. They are not interested in expensive toys. And these channels, they're just doing advertise. They are getting monies from these toy production. The toy makers are making these toys. They are getting money from them. They are advertising them. Their channel is running with these like money, and they do not care about the parents. This is the duty of the parents to tell the children, this channel is only they are getting money from this toy maker.
All right.
But these toys are same. There is no difference between these toys. So that's parents' duty to tell their children what is the difference between the expensive and inexpensive toy.
All right.
Cheap and expensive is like playing equal.
All right. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm a sister, Rehana Kazemi, and we're discussing about, shall we buy expensive toys or not? Shall we avoid buying expensive toys? Well, sister, you gave us very, very interesting tips. You said that a child does not understand what is expensive and what is inexpensive. What he understands is your love, is your care, and in case you get trapped in a situation wherein you have to buy, then try to give him reasons. If I buy the cheap one, you will be able to get more in the coming months, in the recent months. But if we buy a very expensive toy right now, you will not be getting some toys in some for some more time. You have to wait for a long time.
Yeah. And try to play with them. Do not let your children to spend too much time with toys. Try to play board games with them if they are grow up, or if they are young children, you can play with them hide and seek. You can play with them what they want to play. The parents, the most important thing is parents' love.
Okay.
And they are the different way to show your love. And you can show your love with playing. You can, if you think that this is the way of love to buy expensive toys, this is a very wrong thinking, because the child will fed up after half an hour, he will fed up this.
He will get fed up in some days.
Yes, definitely. But love is something.
He will never get fed up.
He will never get fed up.
Wow. That's
so
beautiful.
You need to show your love and try to play with your children, because when you give the attention to your child, he will never say about the toy. He will forget. What I was saying.
Or the things that we said in the previous episode, he won't develop the bad behaviors we want to avoid.
And if you will keep on going with the expensive toys and buying this and that, some others, they will fill up the children's room with toys. Definitely, they are developing a bad behavior. They are telling their children that always go in the market and buy.
You should be demanding.
Yes.
You should be demanding. You can't be adjusting person in your life. All right.
And also tell them, if you have a toy, to share with the other children. This is sharing is a caring.
Sharing and caring.
Yeah.
All right. So sharing is caring. That's something you got to tell your children. If you have good financial situation and you're able to buy a lot of things, but there are so many around who are not in a very good position, even to teach their children. So buying toys is very...
And Islam also tell them, care about the other people's.
Yeah.
And this way, because the child is so small, he could not understand these things. So this is a quite simple sentence. When you teach the child, he will definitely pick it up. Because that's the children's behavior. They doesn't like that someone take his toy or her toy from her. When you will say, oh, you are such a good boy. Sharing is a caring.
Okay.
Give your toy to your sister. Definitely, he will, because you are cheering up your child. When you cheer up the child,
you're preparing him. You're not just ordering him to, just share.
And
I want you to share.
When after he or she share the toy. So give him a smile or give him a kiss. Oh, good boy, you are a very kind person. So in this way, you are developing two habits in
at
your child.
Time.
Kindness and sharing.
Generosity.
Yes, generosity. And he will always like to share his things with those people who does not have these things.
All right. Thank you so much, sister. We'll get back to you after a short break. Now, listeners, stay tuned with us.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, Allah will write a reward for he who kisses his child, and Allah will bring happiness on Judgment Day to he who makes his child happy.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Sister Rehana Kazemi, and we're discussing the expensive things and inexpensive things, what things to buy for your child. Well, sister, you said that the most expensive thing a parent can give to a child is his time, is his love, not the expensive toys or the expensive stuff he can buy for a child. Now, how can a parent give quality time who is busy? But what is quality time, basically? What is the time you say quality time with a child?
These days, mobile phone is a big problem. Even though when a family is doing a dinner, when you are sitting in a family gathering, you are using your phone. And when your child look at you and you are using your phone, he will get angry. And he will
feel dejected.
Yes, definitely. And the quality time, I will say, when you are fully with your heart and your brain, you are spending time with your child. You are listening him and he is listening you. And you are just developing good habits with him. Do not think about your work. Do not think about your mobile. Do not think about your activities. Yes, you are playing with your child. That's the quality time. Because this time is very precious. And this time, it goes so quickly. When they grow up, then you realize, oh my God, where this time gone? When they were a child, you will definitely miss this time when they grow up. So try to spend quality time. Just leave everything what you are doing and just listen to your child and he will listen to you. If you are busy on your phone and you are listening and your child is saying, Dad, today this happened, and you need to understand that he wants to tell you something. When children want to tell you something, listen carefully. Do not neglect them. If you are busy, leave everything and listen them carefully. These days, parents are so busy, they do not listen their children. And this creates the stress. This creates an anxiety in their children. And this lose the self-confidence. And after that, the children will try to find other ways because they know that the parents are not listening to them. Often I heard from the children, oh, what shall I do, teacher? When I was talking to my dad, he was busy with his phone. So do not be busy with your phone, your tabs. Try to keep these things away and listen to your child carefully and fully. So when they want to talk to you, there are something the children want to tell you. Maybe for you, these things are not, at the moment, these are not important, what they are telling or what they are talking about.
But ultimately, these things are going to develop important behaviors in your child.
But afterward, they will affect on their behavior.
Well, so to sum it up, you're trying to say that do not just give a hearing to your child, give a listening ear to your child. Listen with heart and be with them. Get involved in the discussions and make them feel as if you are exactly listening, not hearing to them.
And if you will listen them now, they will listen you when you will old.
When you get old. All right. So you will have a tit for tat policy over here. Thank you so much, sister, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned for extra interesting episodes on IRIB English Radio. If you have any questions, dear audiences, comments or suggestions, please contact us on englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on the social media websites just by searching Call of Islam Radio. You can also listen to our programs on our official website, that's www.parstoday.com. Until another program, fi amanillah and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.